Bravo Delta Romeo. Listing, over. 4HKX. You said this is W4BDA. How are you doing today, sir?
It's Patrick on this end.
Hey, Patrick, name is Brian.
Hope you're having a good 4th of July.
So far, so good, sir. I just got done doing a brake job for a customer, and I'm on my way back to Chesney.
A mechanic or just helping somebody else?
I am a mobile mechanic.
Well, I spent 20 years working for Ford and GM as a mechanic, and then I bought a tool route, and I recently shut it down, so I don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, we're out there, and I would say come see us at Tealy and Duncan, because we could use a few good tool guys.
My knee replaced, so I'm dealing with that right now.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I work full-time as a diesel mechanic over in Travel Centers of America.
Well, I work for Ford and GM as a diesel mechanic on the smaller stuff.
Roger that. Yeah, I was 8 years military, light wheel vehicle mechanic.
So you out doing brakes on a big truck, I'm assuming then?
Negative. I have a real part-time gig that I do stuff for just individuals. People contact me on Facebook, have me come out and do timing, brakes, oil, whatever they need.
That's good, and there's lots of needs for that, too.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm ASC certified master tech in both gas and diesel.
Here.
Yes, especially considering we're moving from Chesney to Inman.
That move?
Well, first off, there's no HOA where we're going, and secondly, the house that we're purchasing has a nice little two-car garage detached shop. So I'll be able to do some work in there.
Good plan. I hope everything goes smooth for you in the move. I know that can cause some turmoil for life for a little while.
It's a pain in the you know what, but we'll get it done.
I haven't heard you on here before. Just get your license, or are you just getting back into the hobby?
Negative. I've been licensed for a while. I get on here and get on the net every once in a while.
I don't think you've checked in with me then. I do the Sunday night net. So I'm just curious to, haven't heard you.
Yeah, I'm not usually on this frequency. I'm usually on the Spartanburg or Mount Mitchell frequencies the most, but I happen to be here in Greenville, so I figured I'd hop on here and see what was going on.
I usually quite a bit of traffic on here, but today has kind of been real light.
Yeah, roger that. I just put a mobile in the car, so to this morning, actually. Then I had really programmed it with all the frequencies that I haunt.
Call back more often.
Yeah, roger that. I'm going to certainly do that.
So what else do you do for fun?
Man, other than chasing around my 6-year-old ham radio and fixing cars and trucks, that's about it.
Well, I don't have a 6-year-old anymore. Mine's 25, so I'm not chasing him. I'll let him chase me.
Yeah, well, I got a 6-year-old and a 26-year-old, so go figure on that one.
Congratulations to you, then.
Second one.
You did, but I guess you're enjoying it anyway, so that's what matters.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just the 6-year-old, unfortunately, is the more helpful one. He's the one that wants to help me do everything, and the 26-year-old wants to sit in his room and play games.
I know what you mean. That's, mine's a lot the same way. He has come around the last little bit, though. I'm starting to see a little change in him. So maybe there's hope yet.
I'm going to sign off. My father is calling me, so I'll holler at you later. This is W4BDR, and I'll be clear on your final, sir.
Well, it's nice to make your acquaintance, and hope to hear you again. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
4ZLK.
Hey.
Stay.
And you too. Hope you and the family are doing good. I heard Seth going around collecting a few things for you, and I'm making his way up there, so hopefully you're spending some time with family today.
spent the night here last night. They'll probably be here again tonight, Ada and Isla, and Seth and Nadine. And Seth had to run back to the apartment to do some things, and while he was there, we gave him a list of things from the grocery store. So I think it'll just be us tonight, and then Michaela and Harris are coming over tomorrow and going to stay Saturday night.
Have a fun weekend. Have most of the family there anyway.
And I've been playing on the radio, been working at 13 Colonies on CW. I've got everything but the, I think there's a British station, yeah, GB3rd. I haven't gotten that one. Or the Pennsylvania one, the WM3PN, and I think one other one, but try it on CW first, and then I'll go over to voice.
That's one thing I haven't tried yet. I didn't even think about it while I was having my knee surgery trying it. I could have been doing that, but I didn't even think about it.
I know. It's unless someone's gifted, it takes a little while. I'm sure there are people that could sit down and knock it out in a couple of weeks and or 3 or 4 weeks and be proficient at it. But there's people with languages like that too. But that's not me.
I do good to speak the language I've been doing for 50 years now.
Good at it, didn't you?
Say that. there's days that I can't get a word to come out correctly.
I just wanted to say hello. I heard you in there. I think I spoke with Brian one other time a little while ago. I looked him up. But anyway, have a good day. I'm going to let you go. I think that British station is on CW. I'm going to try to catch him.
Good to hear from you, and again, happy Independence Day. Enjoy the day. It's warm outside.
Yeah, caliper brackets on this morning on both sides, and it wasn't warm then. It wasn't as warm as it was, but I was ready for a shower when I got done.
Well, hopefully that takes care of that little issue for you, and won't have that problem again.
But the brakes work like they're supposed to, with the pins moving like they're supposed to. All right, I'll talk to you later. Hello to Elise and the family, and happy Independence Day. And four, is that okay?
Shane, you tell the family hello for us, too. Yeah, clear.
For HKX, KF4, NXY.
Hey, David.
Are you having a good 4th of July?
I'm having a good 4th of July sitting in here in the house. How about you and Miss Marie?
That's what we're doing. She's heading out the door to the grocery store to pick up a few things. And, I've been outside a few times. It's pretty hot. Go out and mess around a little bit and come back in the house.
I hadn't been out much at all the last couple weeks. I had my knee replaced and hadn't been out other than to go to PT, so I hadn't done much of anything outside.
I'm pre-op yesterday and I'm getting my back thing done on the tent, and it'll probably have me sidelined for a week or two, but then hopefully I'll be a whole lot more mobile than I am now.
If everything goes smooth for you on your back surgery there, and you say that's on the 10th?
It's just a few days away, and I hope your knee heals up soon, and I know you'd like to get out and about and be doing things. I imagine it's kind of driving you crazy being cooped up in the house so much.
Is I have not been at the house this much since I was a little kid. So it is definitely driving me crazy, but more so my wife, I believe.
You know, a friend of mine that goes fishing with me from time to time, and his wife says, please take him fishing, get him out of here.
She went and got her a part-time summer job
why she's off from the school, so she wouldn't have to be here with me all the time.
It's sometimes too much together. It's just a little too much. My wife retired a little while back, and we're pretty compatible. She's pretty quiet, and I'm pretty quiet, so most of the time we don't get on each other's nerves too bad.
On each other's nerves too bad, I don't think. She's not giving me the side eye right now, so I think she agrees with me. But I have definitely got cabin fever and had to get out of here a little bit. So that's me.
Hopefully that knee will get better soon and you can get out and about and, you know, we'll hear you out in the mobile a little bit.
That and it shouldn't be too much longer because knee's doing really well. They're all surprised at how quickly I've recovered.
Been, you know, kind of listening in the mornings, real early in the mornings. Sometimes I catch some of the guys, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't get in there in time. But anyway, it's been good to get you today. And like I say, you know, just take it easy and get healed up. You'll be surprised how fast the time will fly. You know, just, I don't know, you know, whatever else you can find to do at home to occupy your time, that kind of makes it go by a little quicker. But you have a good afternoon, and I enjoy talking to you. I think I'm going to go and get me a glass of Diet Pepsi, getting a little thirsty. I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
You and Miss Marie have a good 4th of July, and good to hear from you. And hopefully surgery goes well for you and you recover quick to KF4HK. I'll be clear. 73.